3, the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Hi. You can call us or text us while we sit around the mostly round table in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. 1-800-947-3979. Freebeerandhotwings.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook at FBHW Show, and download the Free Beer and Hot Wings app. Later this hour, Dumber Than the Show trivia. Plus, next hour, we need to get back to this story about an 8-month-old baby against a man in a fast food restaurant. Big fight!
What? Good morning, I'm Kelly. Question.
Yes.
What's something that you've eaten that you realize, oh, this is way past the expiration date? Was it something like you opened and immediately smelled it, or ever bit into something and been like, oh, this is bad?
Probably the worst I've had is where you bite it and go, no, this isn't the consistency it's supposed to be.
Yeah, or like sandwich meat, kind of like slimy. But
when it gets that oily,
when it starts to have a rainbow on it, you shouldn't eat it.
Yeah, for real. When it starts to look like a wet, rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't
looks
care
like
for that.
Looks like a puddle.
I don't know why, but I have this terrible habit, though, of not checking expiration dates. Terrible habit.
Yeah.
And I'll eat stuff past its prime anyway. I kind of grew up in one of those families where it's like, it's fine. Even
roll
a week
the
or
dice
so
family?
After. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like eggs don't ever really expire.
Or like salad dressings never do. Condiments.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, something, I don't know about eggs.
I did not realize condiments expired. We never threw them away in our house. Mm-hmm. And I used some buffalo sauce a couple weeks ago, and it was like August of 24, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most condiments, especially mustard, like when they put an expiration date on that, I go, what is in mustard that could possibly go bad? Yeah. Vinegar or mustard?
Well, my roommate makes fun of me a lot because she's like, you will eat fruit so far past its prime.
Oh.
And she's like, and you just like expiration dates are not even a warning sign to you. And I'm like, yeah, you know, again, grew up in one of those families where if it smells fine and it tastes fine, it's probably fine. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I decided I was going to eat some cottage cheese, and we always have cottage cheese in our fridge. So of course I didn't think to check the date, because why would I do that? I opened it up. It didn't smell weird. Nothing like that. And I was right at the bottom of the cottage cheese thing, the container. So I let the dogs lick the container as like a little cottage cheese treat while I dip some fruit into it. And the fruit was a little past its prime, too. But it was fine. And
this is a terrible lunch.
Oh, man. You just wait. I realized, I was like, okay, I probably should pick up that cottage cheese container. The dogs at that point were starting to chew through plastic. So I grab it, and I noticed the expiration date, which was August 2025.
Whoa.
Specifically, August
6th. That's like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, August 6th. 2025, okay. So more like 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
The expiration date. But let me tell you something. This cottage cheese smelled and tasted just fine.
Really?
Yes, but I did not feel fine later. So much so that I texted you guys and was like, y'all, I have made a fatal mistake, and me and the dogs were sick. And dogs usually, like, they can handle most stuff. But
yeah, they eat poo.
Yeah, Little Muffin was looking at me like, Mom, I'm about to explode.
Best get me outside.
Yeah, and so I texted you guys. I was like, in my newest chapter of how to accidentally lose 5 pounds by eating something you shouldn't, my cottage cheese expired 2 months ago, and it was deceiving. It didn't smell sour.
You would have gotten as sick if you didn't see the date on the can.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Because that, for me, sometimes will get in my head.
Like, oh, I was like violently ill.
Oh, okay. This wasn't
five hours yesterday.
It's insulting that I suggested any of it was psychosomatic.
Well, I didn't say how bad it was, especially in our text messages. I wasn't going to get too graphic, but you guys, I always tell y'all, hey, look, I ate something really old again. I'm practically just walking mold over here. But oh my God, it was brutal. It was brutal. I was not well until...
I thought you might not be here today because
I was
food
not...
poisoning will stick for a day sometimes.
And I think I just got all of it out in like 5 or 6 hours, so I was fine.
Yeah, sometimes it does help when it's like that quick of a turnaround.
And it was
like,
quick.
Yeah.
You know, was the cottage cheese already opened?
Yeah.
And you didn't check the date?
No. We always have cottage cheese.
This is mind-boggling to me. Like, I mean, I get it like with a cracker or something, you go, you know, I mean, with something like that where you go, well, it's stale, but they don't really go bad typically. They just get stale or whatever.
They can't poison you.
No, but with anything dairy related, also your idea that eggs literally never go bad, I think is probably, You might want to rethink that based on what you're telling me from what you did yesterday.
If I crack it open and it smells fine and it doesn't look weird, I'll eat it. I don't care. Even if it's like months past. If it's an egg and I say hard-boiled eggs last forever. Forever. And and they can be hot or cold.
And
they
can
be room temperature. Yeah. I used to, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, it says the woman who has the stomach issues.
I know, I know. Mm. Actually, I think I have an ulcer.
I can't eat pork. I can't do this. I can't do this. Why do you think that is? Maybe because you abuse your colon so bad?
Pork is extremely fatty and inflammatory for a lot of people. Same with Brussels sprouts and dairy, okay?
That's the expired dairy.
Yeah, what about two-month-old dairy?
And the pears that I ate with this cottage cheese yesterday were so soft, I could have cut them with a spoon.
Do you think that it was solely the cottage cheese or maybe like some of the Listeria peaches you ate?
Yes. both, for sure.
Oh, I hate like gross. I would rather eat old cottage cheese than an old piece of fruit.
I love mushy pears.
Ugh.
I love mushy pears.
There was one time in high school a friend of mine found a pear at the bottom of their backpack. And they pulled it out.
Backpack pear?
It had been in there so long. This thing smelled like vodka.
Ew.
It was fermented. I bet if we ate it, we would have been hammered.
Oh, that's so gross.
They get so mushy, too. Mm. No judgment here.
Yeah, sounds good, right?